Good morning. It's February 11th, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report discusses Apple's challenges with new app payment regulations in Japan. Insights from WebPro News reveal that Apple is facing significant scrutiny as it attempts to comply with Japan's Act on Promotion of Competition for specified smartphone software. While the company has made some adjustments to its App Store policies, many developers and industry experts are expressing skepticism about whether these changes genuinely foster competition. The heart of the issue revolves around Apple's new allowance for third-party payment systems, which critics argue still limits true competition. Apple continues to require developers using external payment systems to pay a commission, albeit at a reduced rate. This has led to claims that the reforms do little more than maintain Apple's existing dominance in the market. Japanese tech associations, including those aligned with the Japan Fair Trade Commission, have raised concerns about the practicality of Apple's changes. They argue that the company's commission structure and approval processes still favor Apple and create obstacles for smaller developers. Industry insiders note that the technical demands and financial implications of switching to external payment links may discourage many developers from leaving Apple's ecosystem. Looking beyond Japan, this situation reflects a broader trend of regulatory pressures on tech giants worldwide. Similar reforms are occurring in the European Union, where Apple has already had to make concessions. However, as reported, Apple's implementation in Japan appears to sidestep the spirit of the new law by keeping control over key transaction aspects. Recent reports also indicate that Japan's antitrust authorities are intensifying their investigation into Apple's App Store practices, which could lead to further regulatory actions. Developers, especially in sectors like gaming and fintech, have long been vocal about the high commissions Apple charges on in-app purchases, which can be as steep as 30%. The economic ramifications of these regulatory challenges are worth considering. Japan's app market, valued at over $20 billion annually, could see innovation stifled if developers are burdened by excessive costs associated with navigating multiple payment systems. This could also impact job creation and investment in the tech sector, as developers may pass on increased costs to consumers through higher app prices or subscriptions. Apple defends its approach by arguing that it balances user privacy and security while adhering to local laws. The company emphasizes the risks associated with external payment options, claiming they could lead to increased fraud. However, critics view this as an attempt to maintain control over its ecosystem, a strategy that has drawn scrutiny from regulators. As this situation unfolds, the perspectives of developers are crucial. Many are weighing the benefits of Apple's vast user base against the potential savings from external payments. Some are exploring hybrid models, but without care or guidelines from regulators, the current complexities may persist. The implications of Japan's regulatory stance could ripple into other markets, particularly in the United States, where antitrust cases against Apple are already in progress. Analysts anticipate that Apple may eventually need to make more significant concessions to satisfy regulatory demands, which could fundamentally change its business model. In conclusion, the ongoing debate about Apple's policies in Japan raises critical questions about market competition and innovation in This report discusses recent analyst ratings and stock performance for VeriSign Inc. According to MarketBeat's latest report, Zacks Research has upgraded VeriSign from a strong sell to a hold rating, indicating a more cautious outlook on the company's shares. Other brokerages have also weighed in, with JPMorgan Chase raising its price target slightly, while Citigroup has reduced its target significantly, reflecting a mix of perspectives on the stock's potential. Currently, the consensus rating for VeriSign among analysts is hold, with a target price averaging around $292. The stock has seen a recent opening price of $220 and has fluctuated between a 52-week low of just under $209 and a high of approximately $311. VeriSign has reported a slight miss on earnings per share for the last quarter, coming in at $2.23, just below the consensus estimate. However, revenue showed a year-over-year increase of 7.6%, highlighting some growth potential despite the earnings shortfall. In terms of insider activity, recent transactions revealed that executives have sold a modest number of shares, indicating some level of caution among company leadership. Institutional investors have also been active, with some firms increasing their stakes in VeriSign significantly over the last quarter. Overall, while there are some positive indicators in terms of revenue growth and institutional interest, the mixed analyst ratings suggest a wait-and-see approach for investors considering VeriSign stock.
This report discusses the recent changes in institutional holdings for the TJX Companies, Inc. In a statement, MarketBeat shared that Madison Asset Management has reduced its stake in TJX Companies by approximately 3.3% during the third quarter, now holding nearly 480,000 shares valued at around $69 million. Additionally, several other institutional investors have been active with TJX Companies. Notably, Norges Bank established a new position valued at roughly $1.8 billion. Laurel Wealth Advisors made headlines with a dramatic increase in their stake by over 12,000%, now owning more than 4 million shares worth about $500 million. Corient Private Wealth also expanded its holdings by over 120%, owning just over 5 million shares, valued at around $620 million. Other notable investors include ABN AMRO Bank, which purchased a stake worth approximately $244 million, and Raymond James Financial, which increased its position by over 26%. On the market front, shares of TJX Companies opened at $153.34, with a market capitalization of over $170 billion. The company recently reported earnings exceeding analysts' expectations, with earnings per share at $1.28, and revenues of approximately $15.1 billion for the quarter. Looking ahead, the company has provided guidance for future earnings, targeting earnings per share between 1.33 and 1.36 for the fourth quarter of 2026. Furthermore, TJX has announced a quarterly dividend of $0.425 per share, translating to an annualized dividend of $1.70, reflecting a yield of about 1.1%. Analysts remain optimistic about TJX Companies, with a majority rating the stock as a buy and setting average target prices above $160. Overall, TJX continues to be a significant player in the retail sector, emphasizing its off-price retail model across various brands.
This report focuses on institutional investments and insider transactions involving Keysight Technologies. In its latest coverage, MarketBeat reported that Madison Asset Management has increased its stake in Keysight Technologies by 7.6% during the third quarter, now holding over 571,000 shares, which constitutes about 1.1% of their overall portfolio. This makes Keysight the 28th largest investment in their holdings. Other institutional players have also shown increased interest in Keysight. Norges Bank made a significant investment in the second quarter, acquiring shares valued at approximately $316 million. Additionally, Allspring Global Investments raised its holdings dramatically, increasing by more than 2,200% to own over 1,421,000 shares, valued at around $246 million. In terms of insider activity, Senior Vice President Jeffrey K. Lee sold nearly 4,000 shares recently, while another senior vice president, Ingrid A. Estrada, sold just under 5,000 shares. Both transactions indicate a slight reduction in their ownership stakes. Now, regarding Keysight's stock performance, shares opened at around $234.99. The company has a market capitalization exceeding $40 billion and a price-to-earnings ratio of 48.06, suggesting that the stock is trading at a premium relative to its earnings. Keysight's latest earnings report showed positive results, with earnings per share of $1.91, surpassing analyst expectations. Revenue also increased by 10.1% year-over-year, reaching $1.4 billion. Furthermore, the company has announced a stock repurchase program, authorizing the buyback of $1.5 billion worth of shares, a move often interpreted as management's confidence in the stock's value. As for analyst sentiment, investment firms are optimistic about Keysight's prospects. Several have raised their target prices, with JPMorgan Chase increasing theirs to $207 and Goldman Sachs setting a target of $243. Overall, analysts maintain a moderate buy rating for Keysight Technologies. This report covers recent changes in institutional investment in Illinois Toolworks Inc. Insights from MarketBeat reveal that Madison Asset Management significantly increased its stake in Illinois Toolworks by over 400% during the third quarter. The firm now holds nearly 88,000 shares, valued at approximately $22,900,000. Other institutional investors are also making moves. For example, Brighton Jones raised its position by 5.3%, while Bison Wealth and Civia Capital Partners also increased their stakes, indicating a growing interest in this industrial manufacturer. In total, nearly 80% of Illinois Toolworks shares are now owned by institutional investors and hedge funds. Turning to the stock's performance, shares opened at around $293. The company has seen its stock fluctuate, with a 52-week low of approximately $214 and a high nearing $295. Financial metrics show that Illinois Toolworks has a market capitalization of over $85 billion and a price-to-earnings ratio of 28.02. In terms of recent earnings, the company reported earnings per share of $2.72, surpassing analyst expectations, and its revenue increased by 4.1% year-over-year. Analysts have mixed opinions on the stock, with some maintaining a buy rating, while others suggest a sell, with price targets varying widely. On the insider trading front, recent transactions included significant sales by executives, which may raise eyebrows among investors. Overall, the activities of institutional investors and insiders could be indicative of broader market sentiments regarding the future performance of Illinois Toolworks. This report addresses the recent changes in institutional ownership and analyst ratings for BlackRock. MarketBeat's latest research indicates that Madison Asset Management has reduced its stake in BlackRock by nearly 9%, selling over 3,000 shares in the third quarter. This brings their total holdings to just over 33,000 shares, valued at approximately $39 million. Meanwhile, other institutional investors have been active as well. Brighton Jones has increased its position in BlackRock by over 23%, now holding approximately 1,500 shares. This increase follows a purchase of nearly 300 additional shares, bringing their total investment to around $1,600,000. In the same vein, Bison Wealth has slightly boosted its stake by 1.6%, while Altus Wealth Group made a new investment of about $215,000 during the second quarter. CWM LLC also grew its holdings, acquiring an additional 152 shares, and Allspring Global Investments increased theirs by 1.4%. Currently, institutional investors hold a significant majority, with hedge funds and other institutions owning over 80% of BlackRock stock. This concentration suggests a strong institutional confidence in the firm. On the analyst front, there have been some notable shifts in price targets. Argus raised its target for BlackRock from $1,165 to $1,330, maintaining a buy rating. Conversely, Evercore adjusted its price objective downward from $1,300 to $1,275, while BMO Capital Markets also reduced its target to $1,250. Overall, BlackRock maintains a consensus rating of moderate buy among analysts, with an average target price around $1,311. The stock itself opened at approximately $1,086 today, reflecting a slight increase. Additionally, BlackRock recently announced a quarterly dividend increase, raising it by nearly 10%, which signals confidence from management and enhances its appeal to income-focused investors. However, the firm is also facing some challenges, including a reported significant loss linked to fake invoices within its HPS unit, which raises concerns regarding credit and operational risks in its private lending operations. In conclusion, while BlackRock continues to attract institutional investment and has received positive ratings from analysts, it must navigate potential operational hurdles and the implications of ongoing legal issues.
This report covers recent institutional trading activity regarding Arista Networks, Inc. Insights from MarketBeat reveal that Madison Asset Management significantly reduced its stake in Arista Networks by over 40% during the third quarter. After selling nearly 500,000 shares, the firm now holds approximately 728,000 shares, which constitutes about 1.2% of its overall portfolio. Meanwhile, several other institutional investors have made adjustments to their positions as well. For instance, Walkner Condon Financial Advisors slightly increased their holdings by 0.4%, while AdvisorNet Financial Inc. notably boosted their stake by over 56%. This suggests a mix of sentiment among institutional players, with some trimming their positions while others see opportunities to increase their investments. In terms of insider trading, it was reported that a director sold 8,000 shares, resulting in a nearly 45% decrease in their ownership. Additionally, another insider sold 30,000 shares, which reflects a significant reduction in their stake as well. Collectively, insiders have sold over 216,000 shares in the past 3 months, which could signal varying levels of confidence in the company's future. On the analyst front, there have been some noteworthy rating changes. Piper Sandler upgraded Arista Networks from neutral to overweight, increasing the target price from $145 to $159. However, Morgan Stanley lowered their target price slightly to $159 while maintaining an overweight rating. Overall, the average analyst rating for Arista Networks remains a moderate buy, with a target price around $166. Currently, Arista Networks' stock price opened at $143.71, with a market capitalization approaching $181 billion. This reflects a strong year for the company, with shares having fluctuated between a low of $59 and a high of $164 over the past year.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional holdings of Danaher Corporation and analyst ratings on the stock. Based on findings published by MarketBeat, Madison Asset Management has trimmed its stake in Danaher by approximately 3.7%, reducing its holdings to just over 553,000 shares. This adjustment reflects Danaher's position as the 21st largest investment in their portfolio, accounting for about 1.2% of total assets. Other institutional investors have also made notable changes. For instance, Vanguard Group expanded its holdings by 1.3% and now owns over 60 million shares, valued at around $12 billion. Meanwhile, Geode Capital Management increased its stake by 0.6%, and Generation Investment Management saw a significant boost, growing its position by over 56% during the same period. On the analyst front, there has been a flurry of activity as well. Several firms have raised their target prices for Danaher, with Leerink Partners setting a new target of $270 and Jefferies Financial Group adjusting theirs to $265. Overall, the stock holds a moderate buy rating from analysts, with an average price target of about $253. As for the stock's performance, Danaher shares recently opened at $219.66, reflecting a modest increase. The company has demonstrated resilience, reporting earnings per share that exceeded estimates and showing a revenue increase compared to the previous year. With a market capitalization of approximately $155 billion, Danaher continues to be a significant player in its sector. In summary, we see a mixed picture, with institutional investors adjusting their positions and analysts optimistic about the company's prospects, all contributing to the ongoing narrative surrounding Danaher Corporation's market standing.
This report addresses recent investment adjustments and stock performance for Agilent Technologies, Inc. Insights from MarketBeat reveal that Madison Asset Management has reduced its stake in Agilent by 2.1%, now holding over 653,000 shares, valued at approximately $83 million. This follows a pattern of mixed investment activity among larger investors, with Capital A Wealth Management dramatically increasing its holdings by 10,600% in the previous quarter, now owning just 214 shares, valued at $25,000. In addition, Davis Capital Management has entered a new investment, while Physician Wealth Advisors has increased its position by nearly 500%. SJS Investment Consulting also significantly raised its stake, now owning 323 shares worth $41,000. On the insider trading front, Chief Executive Officer Padraig McDonnell sold 911 shares recently, reducing his ownership by approximately 2.76%. Meanwhile, Vice President Rodney Gonsalves sold 3,000 shares, which marked an 8.61% decrease in his holdings. Analyst perspectives on Agilent remain generally positive, with firms like JPMorgan Chase and Citigroup increasing their price targets, suggesting continued confidence in the company's growth potential. Currently, Agilent boasts an average rating of moderate buy, with a consensus price target around $164.50. On the performance side, Agilent shares opened at $128.87, reflecting a slight increase of 1.1%. The company recently reported quarterly earnings that surpassed expectations, showing a revenue of $1.86 billion, up 9.4% year-over-year. Agilent also announced an increase in its quarterly dividend, now set at 25.5 cents per share, translating to an annual yield of around 0.8%. With a solid market cap of over $36 billion, Agilent Technologies continues to position itself as a key player in scientific instrumentation and services across various sectors. This commentary discusses the contact information and investment warnings for InfinHub Market Technologies. According to MarketsMojo's latest report, the company is based in Dubai Internet City, United Arab Emirates. They emphasize that investments in the securities market carry inherent risks, urging potential investors to review all related documents carefully before making any decisions. Furthermore, the report highlights the importance of utilizing premium tools to gain a comprehensive understanding of investment opportunities.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.